tell a friend of yours, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Oh, okay. If he's of a bad temper all the time, he's what? Someone who's always
high strung.
Okay. If you were in a room with that was maybe burning, and there were lots of, you know, people in there were just screaming and stuff like that, and you wanted them to not be as scared, you might say, just keep
quiet.
Okay, or another word starts with C. Keep
calm.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
Okay. If you are very, very tired, you say you're all
most give a.
Okay. Now someone who just been working all day the day before, you might say, I'm completely, he's just been
tired.
Okay. Would you ever use a wear out? Or you'd say he's just completely
wore out.
Okay. If somebody, say, got sick today and it started last Sunday, you say, last Sunday she sick.
Taken sick.
Okay. Or she. Okay. You might say, but she'll be up again by
tomorrow.
Okay, or she'll just be up again
soon.
Okay. Do you ever use by and by, or in a way like by this week?
We sang a song in the sweet
right,
by
that's
and
what
by.
I think. Okay. Would you ever use that word in a phrase like that?
Yes.
She'll be up
by and by.
Okay. If a child caught cold today and it started last Sunday, you say, last Sunday he
took cold.
Okay. And if I'd been screaming a lot and my voice was affected, you might say I'm a little
hoarse.
Okay. And when I called, like, you might say to someone, he has a
cough.
And if I had been staying up for maybe 36 hours straight, I might get a little
sleepy.
Okay. At 6 o'clock, you might say, or if you work in a factory, you might say, at 6 o'clock, I'll
go to work.
Okay. Or before that, at your home at 6 o'clock, you'll
prepare supper.
Okay. Or
dinner.
Maybe you don't have a clock and you want to be able to be sure that you don't sleep too long. So you say at 6 o'clock I'll
set the alarm.
Okay. Or
get up.
Okay. You might say about your husband if he worked and you wanted to get him up and say he's still sleeping. Better go
wake him.
Okay. Say you visit someone in the hospital who's doing fine, but there's some medicine that's supposed to the doctor's given. If the medicine is still on the patient's bedside, you might ask, why haven't you your medicine?
Taken your medicine.
Okay. The patient might answer, I some yesterday.
Took some yesterday.
Okay. And I'll some later.
Take it.
And many times I have
taken it.
Okay. And if someone who can't hear very well, what do you call that?
Deaf.
Okay, what if they are